Well, this is a regional baseball fantasy come true. The Nationals and the Orioles both sitting in first place in their divisions, and they appear to be on cruise control right into the playoffs with a shot at the Fall Classic. Joining us live this morning, Ken Rosenthal, senior baseball writer for FoxSports.com and Major League Baseball field reporter for Fox. Ken, there are a lot of people around here who thought they'd never see this day.
I know that. And I don't know that I would say the Orioles are on cruise control. They are tied with the Yankees for first place in a very difficult competitive division. But the Nationals are in a commanding position, and they should be in good shape.
You know, you look at the Nationals, and it's obvious they have some incredible young talent. But the surprising thing about the O's is how that pitching is held up.
I agree. And most people in baseball have waited all season for the Orioles to collapse precisely for the reason you identified, their starting pitching, which certainly compared to the Nationals is not nearly of the same caliber. This team has also defied all the mathematical formulas. They've not scored enough runs, given up too many for a team with their record, and yet here they are. And sometimes in baseball there are things that happen that are difficult to explain. This team is one of them.
Yeah, you know, through their last series with the Yankees, their current series against Toronto, they seem like they can do no wrong.
Right, and that's, of course, the recent trend. But even when you look at the whole season, the beauty of baseball is that it's such a long season, 162 games, it generally weeds out teams that are lacking. Again, the Orioles would appear to be lacking on the starting pitching front. Great bullpen, reasonably good offense, but yet, despite their seeming deficiencies, they have been remarkably competitive, and they do show resilience, they show pluck, all those intangibles. And that's why it's made them not just a good team, but a fun team to watch.
Should fans in this region begin to really embrace these two teams? To some degree, you know, the fact that both teams are in first place here in September is overlooked in so many circles. They are remarkable in their achievements this year.
I agree. It seems to me that Nationals fans have caught on, and they're starting to draw better, and there's an excitement in Washington. I was there last weekend with Fox. The real question is Baltimore, a team that is not drawing well at all at home. In fact, just announced yesterday that it would slash some ticket prices for a series in mid-September. And I'm not sure why that is. Perhaps the 14 years of losing is the reason for that, and perhaps frustration with ownership. But at the same time, my goodness, it's September.
Right.
It's the final month of the regular season. If you can't get excited now, you never will.
Now's right. The time. You know, you go back to the Nats, so when they say they're built for years to come, it's hard to argue with that. They look so solid.
Yes, and there are no guarantees in baseball. And certainly injuries occur, teams go backwards. They don't always progress in linear fashion. But the Nationals do, as you mentioned, have a reservoir of young talent. It is among the best in the game, and there is more coming.
You know, you just made the argument that so many fans are making why Strasburg should continue to pitch, because anything can happen. There's no guarantee you're back in this position again.
Well, that's true. And there's no guarantee that Strasburg stays healthy. There's no guarantee the Nationals have this good chance to win a World Series in the next 4 years when they have him under their control. And this is why the debate rages in baseball. Now, I know a lot of people in Washington are in lockstep with the team's thinking, but it is a legitimate debate because of the unknown. And you've heard from a variety of people, some players all over the game, say, hey, what are the Nationals doing? Are they doing the right thing? Now, certainly they have the right intention, and maybe this will prove the right thing.
Right.
The plan certainly works for Jordan Zimmermann. But come the playoffs, when you're sitting there without Steven Strasburg trying to win a game seven, it's going to be difficult to follow.
Yeah.
Yes, it will. But it's fun to be in this part of the country right now for baseball. Ken, thanks so much. Great to talk to you this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Ken Rosenthal from FoxSports.com and Fox Sports on TV.